Superheroes come in all shapes and sizes, some very young with no hair and tethered to IV poles.
They're the Cancer Avengers, and they are little superheroes.
And Graham knows this after having become an adult patient in a pediatric cancer ward. And today she's leading a critical mission on the Avengers' behalf.
I just wanted to make it better.
I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
Hope is the light that shines in the dark room.
And says Anne Graham, it's the superpower that she learned to tap after developing bone issues that baffled her doctors.
Everything indicated osteosarcoma, but I was 43 years old, and the typical age range for osteosarcoma is 10 to 17.
The diagnosis confirmed, she wound up at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York in the pediatric ward.
It's fish tanks and children's artwork everywhere and funky walls that light up.
All around her, little superheroes with no hair, missing limbs, and nasty scars, but also incredible determination.
They have to defeat this nefarious evildoer that is their cancer.
Graham learned from her miniature peers at every turn, and once healthier, she decided to found MIB Agents, aiming to make it better for children undergoing cancer treatment.
We pair a child who's in active treatment for cancer with a child who survived that same cancer.
And that's just for starters.
We have undercover agents that help fund, and we also have special ops agents.
Agents who help create special experiences for the young superheroes. To learn more about how Anne Graham is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2AAlliance.org. Jeff Bell, KCBS.